Hi, everybody. I'm Angelo Viola.
And I'm Pete Bowman.
Now, you might know us as the hosts of Canada's favorite fishing show, but now we're hosting a podcast.
That's right. Every Thursday, Ange and I will be right here in your ears, bringing you a brand new episode of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Now, what are we going to talk about for 2 hours every week?
Well, you know there's going to be a lot of fishing.
I knew exactly where those fish were going to be and how to catch them, and they were easy to catch.
Yeah, but it's not just a fishing show. We're going to be talking to people from all facets of the outdoors, from athletes.
All the other guys would go golfing. Me and Garth and Turk and all the Russians would go fishing.
To scientists.
But now that we're reforesting and laying things, it's the perfect transmission environment for Lyme disease.
To chefs.
If any game isn't cooked properly,
marinated,
or you will taste it.
And whoever else will pick up the phone.
Wherever you are, Outdoor Journal Radio seeks to answer the questions and tell the stories of all those who enjoy being outside.
Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Welcome.
Oh, yes.
Welcome.
Where did this come from?
We got some new music.
Got new intro music hooks at Martin's.
I actually like it.
You like that, right?
It's great. It's great.
Well, listen, welcome to the Eating Wild podcast. I am your host, Antonio Smash. Did you hear that?
Smash. That was not a very good Malacca. Smash. I expected more from that smash.
Okay, listen.
It was a decent smash.
I'm just excited because we finally got Hooks at Martin's with us.
You got a little puffy here, man.
Listen, we had a problem the other day, folks. Hooks at Martin's had the sniffles.
Sniffles?
Yeah, because that's what you said last time when Lou wasn't on the show. You chirped him, so I'm just letting you know.
I know.
No, last time.
You chirped you pretty hard, Lou.
Luigi had a tummy ache, remember?
Okay, here we go. It was a tummy ache. Okay, yeah.
Anyways.
Listen, we got a great show. We got a great audience today. There might be some family members in there.
That's the whole audience, actually.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're here for you.
The Malekas are in town.
Welcome, Malekas. Welcome to the show. We got a great show lined up. We are at the Toronto Sportsman Show. Dan, this is your first day here. Have you walked around a bit? Have you been able to see anything? You used to come a lot, right?
I used to come every year. I haven't had a chance today to do that. Just a little bit, just a couple booths, but it's great.
It's great, right? Do you feel it's different from when you came before?
I don't know. I think it's the kind of the same.
I feel like it's different. I feel like the show stepped it up.
Because of what we're doing is different, yeah.
But not because of us. I'm saying like the vendors and what I'm seeing here, like things are bigger. There's a lot more giveaways, I think.
Yeah.
A lot more organizations just doing more, which is nice to see.
That's great. Yeah. And you, Lou, you walked around today and you set us up for quite the show.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about our guests that we're going to have coming on to the show here live in just moments?
Yeah. So today's episode, we're going to do a quick run through with a few retailers that are here. Some of my favorite shops, and they include Pro J Tackle, JB's Fishing Depot, and a great new retailer that I've just noticed recently is the Great Canadian Fishing Store.
Beautiful.
And they sell just Canadian lures, Canadian made stuff, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of Canadian content here at the show this year.
Yeah.
You know, walking around, looking at all the booths, everyone's promoting their stuff, and it's beautiful.
And the best part is we're making new connections.
Yeah, new connections are good.
Hey, one Dan? Of the new connections Friends. Are in the house right now. It's Moose right here, standing
welcome.
Right here.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for coming out, Moose.
Set.
We talked food. Now, listen, something you don't know about Moose, we're going to have him on, but this guy's a chef.
Yeah.
He's a chef.
From what I hear, yeah.
Don't tell me he's a fisherman. Look at him. He's a chef for sure, right? Am I right? He knows. It's okay. Me and you are the same. We have the same blood. I know what you're thinking.
Are you guys both from Calabria or?
We're Calabrese.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, it's great that Moose is here with us. But one thing I wanted to touch on before we get into our guest are we've been handing out our spices to people. And it's crazy how many people that we've been talking to, there's a lot of food inside of them. And I don't mean that literally. Mm-hmm, I mean that they got something. Mm-hmm. That
a lot of people have food, yep.
Yeah, inspires them in cooking. And talking to a lot of these people, they're like, yeah, we talk fishing. Next thing you know, like, have you ever eaten pike? Have you ever eaten bass? Have you ever, you know, eaten moose? And they're talking about all this wild food. And
well, it's cool. one thing I've noticed here at the show, which is cool, is you got a lot of food vendors, not particular vendors, but stuff related to food, right?
Right.
So Jay Siemens got his spices here, Catch and Cook.
Catch and Cook, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We love the guy. We love his stuff. Nice stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest. We got spices, too.
We do have spices. And if anyone hasn't tried our spices, we are not selling them today. I want you to come up to the booth and you talk to us how you cook, how you prepare your fish. All the people walking by, this is for you too, okay? How you prepare your meat, how you prepare your fish.
That's right.
I want to know your recipe because I got spices for you, okay? All right. And we just want to talk to people about, you know, different blends, different things you can do because there's so many different things you can do with the meat and the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I mean? I wanted to talk about our new recipes. Well, not new recipes. The new spices that we're working on. I know we changed up the piri piri.
Yeah.
Tell us what some of the stuff came in today. Right.
Well, Dan, when me and Dan were talking about the piri piri rub, he was thinking we need more of an all-purpose seasoning.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So if you take away the piri piri, if you take away the spice, and you added, you know, maybe a little bit of garlic. And we're talking traditional Portuguese kind of cooking because, you know, Dan likes using the same kind of, you know, you have a magic blend that you use on everything. And that's paprika.
Yeah. Garlic, salt. You could put black pepper and some kind of bay leaf. That's your basic marinade Portuguese.
That's the all around.
Everything.
That's all around. So if you add those spices to our piri piri and you take away a little bit of the heat because piri piri's got a little bit of spice.
Right.
You got an all-purpose seasoning, and I think that will go good with anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important, not just specific spice for fish, specific spice for meat. Get one that does it all. All-purpose general spice. That's what we need.
So you surprised me today with the new jerk.
Yes, it's a jerk
blend. I think Moose tried it today.
Yeah, Moose tried it.
He almost stole it, man. He almost stole it.
Well, the security caught him at the gates, and he was full of it.
Yeah.
So we got it back. It
came out of his
pocket. It looked like he was smuggling the new jerk recipe.
So what did you put in that one?
So I added bourbon, and the reason why I added bourbon is, you know, if anyone knows bourbon's like a, you know, it's whiskey, and I felt like it needed less heat and more sweet, if that makes sense to you. So we're going to keep the lose a jerk spice. So if there, look, he's dangling it right in front of you.
There we go.
It's like a baggie.
He's got the secret sauce.
Got the
right
secret
there.
Sauce. Hey, Moose. It's all right.
He's gonna sell that behind a dumpster somewhere.
Well, listen, man. I don't want to take away from Lou's a jerk because one, you're a jerk. Two, it's been one of those seasonings that people that have been trying it love it because it's not as spicy as a traditional jerk seasoning.
Now, I am gonna say this. It's not. Look, if you come from a Caribbean background, this is probably not your
cup of tea.
Well, not your traditional jerk.
It's not your traditional jerk. Yeah. I would say, you know.
I would say we made it more towards Croatian people. Yes, there they are. I can see the jersey. Jeez, Dabar Suka.
No, it's basically a dumbed down version of a traditional
it's a
jerk.
It's a lightened version. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a lightened version of the jerk seasoning. And you know what? Adding the bourbon to the jerk, we called it a drunken jerk. And we don't have it here. We gave some samples away. I want you guys to try it. I want people to come by and try it as well. And you can use it with fish. You can use it with meat. You can use it with wild game, whatever it is you're cooking. You know, you could try it out. Now, the other one that I brought in that surprised you today, Lou, was a cerveza.
All right.
Tequila lime habanero.
Yeah, that was really good.
And
that was really good.
We imported the cerveza, so that's a beer spice.
Yeah.
We imported that one from Mexico, and we added the tequila spice, which wasn't easy to get. And the tequila spice with the beer, with the heat from the habanero, we have a taco party happening already. You got pike, freshwater pike. Fire that seasoning in there.
I'm tasting it already,
you
man.
You can taste it. It's got heat from the habanero. You got the cerveza, so you might get looped. Why not?
And, you won't get looped.
And listen, I dropped it today. Nobody's really tried it, but I got some samples for people if they want to come by our booth later.
Nice.
And we can drop them. But other than that, everything's great, man. The spices have been popping. The show's been great. And I'm just excited that we're here today. We got to talk a little bit quickly about tomorrow. Because we have a hell of a day tomorrow. It's going to be popping. We got Chris Showtime Johnson's going to be joining us.
Siege is finally here.
Siege is finally coming down from Erie, He's been spending some time with the family in Pennsylvania. Well, not Erie, Pennsylvania. He's been here. No, because his family has a
Lake property. Erie, like, man. Well, Lake Erie.
Listen, from Pittsburgh.
His family has a property on Pennsylvania. What's your problem, man?
You got confused. All right.
So the four of us will be here live. Our time slot tomorrow, I believe, is from 12 to 2, which is prime time for the show. If you're here for lunch, come sit down and we're going to have some chats. We got great guests lined up.
Matt's doing it upright. He's smashing a slice of pizza right now, sitting in the chair.
He's going to be one of our guests soon.
Looks like it's going to be tomato sauce all over the microphone. We're going to have a problem here. But yeah, man, we're excited to be here today. And let's talk about our first guest who will be joining us very shortly, Lou.
You know what? Jasper is on his way here. He's not here quite yet. So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And then we'll tee him up.
Okay, folks. We'll be right back. Jasper's going to be joining us real soon. Stick by. Come talk to us about some spices if you're interested. And we'll be right back after these quick messages.
How did a small-town sheet metal mechanic come to build one of Canada's most iconic fishing lodges? I'm your host, Steve Nidzwicki, and you'll find out about that and a whole lot more on the Outdoor Journal Radio Network's newest podcast, Diaries of a Lodge Owner. But this podcast will be more than that. Every week on Diaries of a Lodge Owner, I'm going to introduce you to a ton of great people, share their stories of our trials, tribulations and inspirations. Learn and have plenty of laughs along the way.
Meanwhile, we're sitting there bobbing along trying to figure out how to catch a bass. And we both decided one day we were going to be on television doing a fishing show.
My hands get sore a little bit when I'm reeling in all those bass in the summertime, but that's might be for more fishing than it was punching.
You so confidently you said, "Hey, Pat, have you ever eaten a drum?"
Find Diaries of a Lodge Owner now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Tell us when you're live. Oh, we got the music going.
There's the tune, Lou. Bring us in. What a tune.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the episode with Eating Wild. We've got Dan Hookset, who's finally back.
Yep.
Smash and I have been here all weekend. And finally, we got a good buddy, a great fishing store, Jasper from Pro J Tackle. Give us some sound effects. Come on, man. We need some fireworks here.
You hear that, Jasper?
That's it. Yeah, there we go.
Turn that up.
That's it, man.
Done here, boys.
Welcome to the show, man. What's up, Jasper? Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so listen. I don't remember seeing you at a show like this ever before.
You are the only guy putting me really on working.
Yes. You thought this was going to be easy. No, man, this is easy, bro. You got this. This is no problem. Listen, love your shop. Tell our listeners the name of your shop, what you guys do, where makes you guys a little different from the rest.
Okay. My shop name is Pro J Fishing Tackle. We are located basically on Scarborough, Toronto, and roughly Warden and Shapper, one traffic light east of Warden.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I know exactly what it is. And have you guys, Jasper, been doing shows for a long time, or is this sort of like your first time or a few times in?
No, we've been doing both shows for like 12, 13 years.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. Starting with, more than that.
Wow.
Yeah, my shop is 16 years. No, I've probably done 14, 15 years.
Wow.
Starting with a 10 by 10, 10 by 20, 10 by 30. Then starting just grow up to right now.
And now you got a 200 by 200? That's a huge space there, man. That's great, brother.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
So listen, we love some of the brands that you bring in, which is unique to your shop. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I love you. Tell us about some of those brands that you bring in.
We mostly bring in the JDM special brand name and lures.
Yeah.
And the special like a Magbass, OSP, those already popular one. Now we're starting working with other brand name, trying to bring more here. But the problem with, you know, with the JDM bait, it's production.
Production.
Yeah. So they're in Japan different than anywhere else. When they... Everybody think like OSP, those brand name, everybody think about, oh, they are huge, they are big, but... Actually, when they do productions, they are doing by terms. So let's say he have 10 product.
Okay.
So they set up the manufacturing from basically, for example, January to February. We are only making A and B.
Hmm.
Right. Then just continue. Then the C and the D. So basically, if you don't order or you don't get anything by January, February, which is A and B in production, and you don't get anything, you'll never know when next time.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's a hard part.
That's something that I've complained to you before, right? I love a lot of OSP stuff, and the Asura too, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my top jerk baits, small profile, you know, finicky smallmouth. I love that bait. Hard to find.
Yeah.
So what's been the top selling bait in your opinion? Because I know Mega Bass for us. I mean, Dan and Lou got me sort of started on these Mega Bass lures. I know they're quite expensive. They're not cheap.
Yeah.
But would you say in terms of all around sales, what would you say is your most selling bait right now?
Right now, be honest, it's still Mega Bass because I don't want to say it's a first, but Mega Bass is kind of, I know they are doing a really good job to going outboard.
Okay.
I mean, leave Japan, going to North America,
they're pushing the brand.
Not really pushing. They really have the whole game plan.
Okay.
Not like other branding. We just want to send the product into the U.S. to sell.
Right.
They have the whole game plan. That's why they are more successful. They have their own company in the U.S.
Mm.
So they have the whole game plan for the whole year. They know what happened in North America. They know what North American people need.
Right.
So,
now,
yeah.
How do they treat the North American market compared to, let's say, Europe?
You know, fresh water, don't get me wrong, North America, that's the number one.
North America for fresh water?
For fresh water, that's the number one.
Right.
Yeah.
So is it bigger here than it is in Japan?
Yeah, way bigger.
Really?
Way bigger.
Are you talking about Mega Bass or any lure?
Yeah. No, any Japan brand name, if you're really going into Japan,
yeah,
you're going to 10, I just roughly, like, if you go to 10 shops, probably you only see two shops have something about fresh water and just in a corner.
Huh.
It's all salt water.
Right.
It's all salt water.
It's mostly salt water.
That's like when we go to shops in Portugal.
Exactly. You'll find any Mega Bass there.
Yeah. You're finding sardines, right? The Portuguese.
No, it's a lot of like spoons and skirt baits and stuff.
No, they got jerk baits and stuff, but it's all targeted to fresh salt water.
Yeah, but the thing is with salt water is you can use, I mean, I'm watching these guys now. They're using tons of jerk baits in the salt water. These guys are going out, finding schools of bait fish, ballyhoo. They're throwing massive jerk baits out to that water.
Yeah, but those are like those big plugs that go on top water, right? Those massive plugs.
Right. And you would you say in terms of like reels, bait casting reels, spinning reels, what's happening in the market? Are they, you know, Shimano, Daiwa?
I'm glad you brought that up because JDM reels aren't sold here, right?
Yeah, but depending on which model, right? So, you know, Japan right now is really popular with the bait finesse.
Okay. Finesse, yeah.
Which is, we introduced bait finesse here. But the bait finesse we introduced here, for the Asian people look at, everything just too huge. Like, that's not bait finesse.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why is that though? Like, what's the reasoning?
Let's for example, those middle straw, which is we see the first two Bassmaster invent all winning by that.
Yep.
Either middle straw or jerkbait, right? The middle straw, this straw there is like 1/16 ounce is heavy there.
Hmm. Right.
1/16 ounce is heavy there.
Yeah. So and 3-inch, that's huge. But here we're starting like 3.5. We're on finesse.
Yeah, right.
South when the first two Bassmaster they are winning by anywhere from 3.5 to 4-inch. But mostly in Japan, it's like 2.5 to 3-inch.
Wow.
And even lighter jig head.
Yeah. But do you think that's also because the size of the fish are smaller there?
No, it's in Japan, it's way more pressure than us here. Way more.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Really?
Way more pressure there.
And it's fresh water.
In fresh water.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
Yeah. And also in Japan, fresh water is very limited. It's very limited.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it's limited fresh water there. Then plus, it's not everywhere have bass. So if you really think about the bass fishing, even more limited there.
Right.
So basically, everybody who love freshwater fishing, they always go to the same river, same lakes. The bass got pounded there, right? So they are super hard to catch. It's a challenge there.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. We saw, as I know, like Lake Biwa, everybody saw 10-pound plus big bass there. Lake Biwa is most famous lake in Japan to catching like mammoths, right? I have so many customers travel down there, been hiding, guiding there.
Catch a 10-pound bass.
No, 90% is very disappointing.
That's like tone. That's like tone on every trip.
The hell's that supposed to mean, man?
You suck, man. That's what it means.
So when we see the videos, you know, you go YouTube, you see really good video there. Yes, big bass are there, but it's so hard to catch.
Right.
Yeah. Lots of patience there.
At your shop, do you just focus on bass? Maybe walleye? Do you do musky too? Musky lures?
Mainly bass.
Bass, yeah.
A little bit of walleye and the panfish.
Yeah.
And what's the show special? What are you guys blowing out the doors these days?
Everything.
So you got a sale going on. Everything. We walk by your shop right now. Everything's
just
on sale.
Just buy everything.
I love it.
Yeah, we have a 15% off on the show.
That's great.
So then we also have some, you know, older product, which is the previous model, like Daiwa Reel, Shimano Reel, just on sale with a really good price. So it's been going really well.
We were talking earlier about some of the new Daiwa stuff.
I was actually just going to bring that up because
you're a big Daiwa guy.
I love Daiwa. We changed subjects. But yeah, what is it? What is the, I guess, the most popular reel right now? Is it Daiwa?
Yeah, you know, it's half-half.
Is it?
Yeah.
Half what, Shimano?
Half-half, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but like, here's the thing. I know Dan loves Daiwa, but what made Daiwa, like what broke them in? Because they are so popular now. Like I see so many more people using, is that what it is?
Johnston Brothers.
Is it the Johnston Brothers?
Wrong with the Johnston Brothers.
Is it the Johnston Brothers? Is that what it is?
I feel like they made a huge jump the last few years, right?
I think so too.
Marketing is one part. Because when I just started my shop, that's what I always complaining, which is Daiwa don't have really good marketing.
Yeah.
Right? So for the past 5-6 years, they really jump up. And they've been changing lots of good product here there too, right? So you know what? I'm not supposed to talk about one brand, man.
No, man. all the brands. So good.
Yeah. They were making good, just depending, you know, depending the anglers.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Depending the anglers. Like once in a while, I heard from my customers saying, oh, Daiwa have the better jack. Then some say Shimano have the better jack. But it's all depending personal experience.
And, right? And it also depends on your price point.
Yeah.
You're going to go with a $600 reel, it's going to have a good drag.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
yes. So
it's all relevant.
I'm a shop owner. All my lessons from my customers. So
right.
Sometimes, you know, you're a businessman too. You don't want really changing customer mind and they're not happy, right? They come here for Daiwa, they're for Daiwa. They come here for Shimano. Right?
So, exactly. Are you selling any Abu stuff?
Yes, we do.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're starting picking up Abu and because my shop is small, not big enough, then the next one I'm thinking about the Louis.
It might be about time you got a bigger shop, man.
Mm. I'm trying. Not complaining, but now everything's not cheap.
No, right? I get it, man. I get it. So some new and exciting products that you know of coming out, like especially after the big bass tournaments are done now. Usually that's when they release some stuff, right?
Yeah.
So can you tell us about some stuff that sounds exciting?
I know one thing is Jacko just released the winning lure. It's called My Bad Memory.
Jacko, right?
It's called something fry. I just My Bad Memory. That's a winning. I think the winning on the
maybe second. Moose can look it up.
Moose is looking it up right now.
All
right. He's on the trigger.
Okay.
Yeah. That one, but the bad news is the winning lure is above 3.5 and 4 inch. Basically, they have the whole series, but Northern Mark starting release 4 inch and 5.2 inch, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but what is it, like a swim
drift
bait?
Drift fry.
What are we looking at?
It's kind of straight tail plastic with a jerk bait lip on the front.
Right.
So when you do forward fishing sonar retrieve, that lip doing rotations, everything, do all the actions. It's kind of like a soft plastic jerk bait.
Wow. A lip on a soft plastic.
But jerk bait goes to zigzag, right? But this one just go rolling.
It's more subtle.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. I guess we're forward facing sonar, you can probably see it a lot better coming in.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's gonna be way more like I see right after the two tournaments. I heard so many forward facing sonar jihads coming.
Yep.
More plastic. Street retrieved plastic coming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the future in my mind.
Yep.
You see how much fishing is changing because of Garmin and Humminbird and their technology. Now the lures are accommodating the technology.
That's why I asked that question about, you know, soft plastic jerkbait. You can see it better on your forward facing sonar. It makes sense, right?
Now in terms of rods and reels, anything exciting coming out?
I suppose that
you can talk about.
Yeah, I know Loomis have something new, big news coming next Tuesday.
Okay.
Which is...
So look out for Loomis.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about, but I see that.
It's
impressed me.
Excellent.
And Daiwa just landed the New Zealand rods.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, brand new this year. Zealand been discontinued for 4 or 5 years now. They finally bring them back and the very good rods.
But did they change the branding on that?
What brand?
Remember that there was a more expensive line from Daiwa?
Which one?
Like Tatula?
Tatula is Shimano, isn't it?
No. Tatula is Daiwa.
Oh, it is Daiwa. Yeah.
There was a line that Daiwa had discontinued, and then they were bringing back their rods because they're bringing it back a little bit cheaper. It was less expensive.
I don't know.
Oh, the reels.
Is it the reels?
I can't.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Listen, can you slip him a couple bucks under the table? Okay, let's.
You guys really taking me hard. So, okay.
Hey, this is real. The show's real, bro.
This is the CNN of the fishing world, brother. Get ready.
Daiwa's got a red dot on his forehead right now.
Yeah, just like I said, waiting for next Tuesday, Jeremy have some really new cool rods coming, which is, you know, changing my mind. I'm not a big fan with it before.
Okay.
But when I see the new models, they sold on me.
Right.
All right.
And Daiwa is the new, the New Zealand rods, they redesigned it. They finally took it back. It's really good rod. You know, it feels really good. They have light, good actions, and so different lines on it. And also the brand new Tatula Elite
Spinning rods.
That's the one you want me to talk about.
Reels.
I cannot talk too much yet. Okay. I know just before they changed the name, that's a very, very expensive reel. But now they under Tatula Elite, they bring it down to like $400 range, which is surprised me. That's a good performance reel.
That's
Spaniel reel.
For those of you listening, that's a kind of like a secret tip here, man, because they manufactured something with the same parts as their higher end. And you're getting
at a way lower price point.
Yeah, I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, and also
to sell more.
Yeah, and also the Tatula Elite, the difference is Daiwa starting to change to the MQ body. So before, as everybody knows, before the 25 size of Daiwa, 25 size and 3,000 size.
Yeah,
I talk about spinning. They are the same gear body, right? Now the 3,000 is going to bigger body. So they bring that Tatula Elite back, which is same thing, even smaller gear bodies with a deeper spool or a longer, smaller spool to carry the 2,500 and the 3,000 size spool line captives.
Mm.
So the mostly designs easy casting, compact, light, and the basic design for fishing sonar.
Right.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Easy control.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Mm.
It's nuts how it's changing the whole industry.
Yeah, this technology is changing how everyone's fishing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The new technology is really killing everybody, man.
Do you guys sell a lot of electronics out of your shop?
Yes, we do sell.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you guys do the install as well or no?
Yes, that's my specialty.
Really?
Really?
I didn't know about that. That's great.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know you guys installed too.
We just finished Cora Crystal.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Holy cow.
Well, listen, if you haven't had a chance to go by Jasper's booth yet, it's a Pro J Tackle. They, listen, I got to be honest. Every time I come to the show, I spend a lot of money. I spend a lot of money.
That's my bad.
And I really appreciate what you do, and it's a lot of work. I mean, I saw you guys when we were loading in, how much work and how much time it takes to even set up the booth. And it's amazing what you're doing, brother. And I'm really glad you took the time to step with us.
How was that for your first podcast, man?
See, it's nothing.
Like, I'm joking. It took me 3 beers to stay here. Just keep me cool, right?
Bartender, get him a fourth.
Thanks so much, Jasper. This was awesome. Really appreciate you taking the time, man.
Thanks, brother. All right, man.
Cheers.
Thanks, buddy.
Back in 2016, Frank and I had a vision to amass the single largest database of muskie angling education material anywhere in the world.
Our dream was to harness the knowledge of this amazing community and share it with passionate anglers just like you.
Thus, the Ugly Pike podcast was born and quickly grew to become one of the top fishing podcasts in North America.
Step into the world of angling adventures and embrace the thrill of the catch with the Ugly Pike podcast. Join us on our quest to understand what makes us different as anglers and to uncover what it takes to go after the infamous fish of 10,000 casts.
The Ugly Pike podcast isn't just about fishing. It's about creating a tight-knit community of passionate anglers who share the same love for the sport. Through laughter, through camaraderie, and an unwavering spirit of adventure, this podcast will bring people together.
Subscribe now and never miss a moment of our angling adventures. Tight lines, everyone.
Find Ugly Pike now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Oh, a little intro music.
Hey, kills me. That kills me. I love it.
I love it. I want to keep it.
It's a huge tune.
I want to keep it. Anyways, we're back. We just had Jasper on from Pro J. Thank you, Jasper. You're a gem.
Beautiful.
That was fun learning about his JDM stuff and his specialty.
And he's on Dio's hit list now.
He was nervous. He's going to get in so much trouble.
I don't know if I could tell you guys, but I think the 3 beers helped.
You're just telling the world, Jasper. Don't worry, man. It's not online or anything.
No one's listening. No, don't worry. No, you're just all, do it.
This isn't going live next Tuesday.
So I want to introduce to everybody another specialty store who I just heard of recently online, and I finally got to meet Matt from Great Canadian Fishing Store. What's going on, Matt?
Beautiful. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes. Glad to see you here, to meet you, and spill the beans on all your stuff, man. Tell us what you're doing, what your shop's all about, and how it's different than some of the other retailers here at the Sportsman Show.
Right on. Well, first off, we are a Canadian-based company. We only sell Canadian-made, independently manufactured products. So basically what we do is we partner up with these independent manufacturers, and we, you know, help advertise for them, help sell their products, bring their products to trade shows, and you know, really trying to support Canadian local businesses.
Awesome.
Nice. That's amazing, man.
Nice.
Do you guys have a storefront or is it just online?
It's only online. Everything ships out of Toronto.
Yep.
So depending on where you live, you know, things can arrive within 24 hours. We've had guys that arrive, you know, order something the morning of, and, you know, by the next morning it's at their house. And we've got orders that are coming in from the U.S. and up in Yellowknife. And so obviously depending on where you live.
Nice.
Things may take a bit longer, but, you know, generally speaking, it's, you know, within 3-4 days, you'll have it at your door.
Okay.
Nice.
Are you guys doing just tackle? Are you guys doing any clothing?
Gear?
What's your, you know, tell us what kind of stuff you carry.
Yeah. So I would say our bread and butter typically is tackle, you know, anywhere from like soft baits to crankbaits, spoons, inline spinners. We do have a little bit of apparel. We're kind of dipping our toes into that market. We do have a few rods, which are not on display. We need to get them on display.
Man. Nice. Are they Canadian made?
So the gentleman who makes them is actually out of Alberta. He imports the parts for the rods, but then he puts
them together here in Canada.
Exactly. And like he'll assemble in Canada. They're all premium parts, you know, equivalent of, you know, any other $300-$400 rod that you could go buy at a brick and mortar store from a brand name product, but, you know, he's building them himself.
That's pretty cool.
And, you know, he's quite successful as well.
Sweet.
So yeah, rods and apparel, and then, you know, all the tackle.
And how about any bigger gear, musky gear, pike gear?
So we do have, so actually We do have one large musky chatterbait made by Beeline Baits. That's nice. We're trying to onboard more musky partners. So if there's any musky partners out there, manufacturers that would like to partner up with us, we'd be happy to talk to you.
We'll make sure you talk to Frank after from the Ugly Pike. He's got lots of connections in the musky world. So
he'll be here tomorrow for sure. So here's a question for you. What has been your top selling bait? Just organically, like without advertising it hard, like what's been your most popular bait you guys have been selling?
So being, you know, we just kind of going through the ice fishing season, I would say tungsten jigs from CR Baits. Like his tungsten jigs are incredible. They're very, very well painted and they seem really popular. And, you know, I would say the majority of them glow, which certainly helps, you know, catch fishermen. If not fish.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, no, those have been really popular over the last couple of months. You know, we're kind of going into, you know, spring. We were just out in Woodstock and, you know, a lot of trolling gear. Lots of spoons were being sold out there. Even lots of large swim bait patterns as well. So
sweet. Sweet.
What are some other brands you guys carry?
So we've got 31 partners at the show.
That's great.
We've got a lot. Yeah, we brought in our first partner back in June. Was our first partner. We were at the Great Canadian Outdoor Show in Barrie in October, and at that point we had 16 partners.
Yeah.
Now we've got 31, and come CanCast, we should hopefully have 40 at the show.
Wow. That's awesome.
So from we've got guys like Leadhead, who's out in Alberta. He does some pretty awesome stuff. There's one lure in particular that he makes. It's called the Freak, which it's basically a 1 ounce jig with a swim bait and a skirt and a stinger on it. And it's pretty lethal. Like I was using it a lot this past summer. And
what size is that? Is that like a 3-inch, 4-inch?
It's I believe it's a 4-inch, swim bait on it. And it was working really well for pike and smallmouth.
That sounds like it'd be great for pike on Georgian Bay.
Are we talking like a swim bait? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, but
with
it's
a
on
skirt.
A, with a skirt.
With a skirt.
The skirt's in front of the swim bait.
Almost like a chatter bait or similar to chatter bait.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
It works extremely well. So yeah, Leadhead's out in Calgary. We've got JP's in the stands there.
Beautiful.
He actually makes a bullet weight, an empty chamber bullet weight.
Oh, that's what you showed us there. That's really cool.
It's
very
insane.
Cool.
Like it's his own design. It basically, this weight is an empty chamber. You can put ball bearings in it. So you put it in front of a swim bait and it adds sound to your swim bait, but you can also put scent in it. So it comes with dehydrated garlic.
Garlic.
Adds scent to your bait. There's also glow sticks that fit in the chamber, so you want to add light to your swim bait. Now you can do
and
that.
And it's weighted, you said?
Yeah, it's weighted. So and it comes in a varying sizes of weight. So depending on, you know, the depth you want your swim bait to go to, you can also rig it as a drop shot. So, you know, have your, you know, your minnow, your leech, whatever you're drop shotting above the baited weight or that's on the bottom, kind of stick.
So does this go inside the swim bait or does it go
it's
in your line?
Like, it's a bullet. It's a bullet weight,
it's basically.
Basically
a bullet
right?
weight, but it's empty and hollow. So you can put, you know,
you rattle it up if you want. You can throw the scent in there.
You put the line through it, but the line doesn't affect the rattle or anything,
exactly.
right? Yeah.
I can imagine that'd be great for drop shot. Right.
It's cool. We got to go check it out again. Dan's got to see it. You'd love that.
Okay.
Yeah, it works. It works insanely well.
Cool.
So like you mentioned shows. Did you guys mostly set up at trade shows like year round? Do you guys do a lot of shows or like do you find time for yourself even to go out there and test your products at all?
So basically from I would say May until October, I'm pretty much in the water every weekend. I try to at least.
Wow, that's the first time I'm hearing this from a retailer because everyone else is like, I have no time to fish.
Because he's smart. He sells online.
He's doing it right. He's doing it.
He sells online.
He told me he actually started this business because he wants to go fishing more. So,
well, that's my next question. And what is it? What do you fish for?
Typically, I go fishing for pike. Pike, smallmouth. Yeah, that's typically.
Everyone hates pike. I love pike.
I love pike fishing.
They're fun. They're fun to catch.
Where's your home waters?
Just north of Huntsville.
Oh, nice.
I'm not sure. The Kearney area, if you know that area at all. I was on Moon River, spent a bunch of time on Moon River this past summer.
Good old Moon.
Catching a lot of walleye with that.
Great musky fishing around there too.
Yeah. So basically, if you need to go to the store to purchase a lure, you just basically go to your garage?
Essentially, yeah.
Essentially, you just go to your garage and be like, what am I going to use today?
And your wife hasn't divorced you yet.
Not yet. We'll see. Yeah, no, she's been very supportive of you know, me That's working awesome. Around the clock to help help build this this platform.
Sweet. That's great.
That's amazing, man. So what kind of show specials do you got going on? Are you guys actually just selling your stuff as is, as you would sell them online, or you guys got some specials going on?
So for every trade show that we attend, We run a stack and save promo, which essentially means that the more products you buy across varying partners, the more money you'll save. So for instance, if you bought product from two partners, you would save 10%. If you bought from three partners, you'd save 15%. Or four or more partners, you would save 20% off your entire order. And so this really kind of allows customers to, you know, reach out, expand their, you know, their selection, try new products, try new partners, new vendors, and really kind of allows, you know, the opportunity for new vendors to get exposed. And, yeah. And you know,
it's a good incentive to try new and different products, especially made here in Canada. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And our customers seem to really, really enjoy the Stack and Save promo. So that's something we always have at all of our shows. And then for online, you know, depending on, you know, every holiday, you know, it'll be a different, different promo that we'll be running. But for trade shows, it's always the Stack and Save.
So
and,
Matt, yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Oh, just is Great Canadian going to start their own lure, or are you guys just going to keep doing what you're doing?
We've been talking about it. So we're kind of, you know, dabbling in the idea. Yeah. But at the very least, kind of creating our own house brand where it's, you know, GCFS Essentials or something. It's not launched yet, but we may get there. We'll see how. We're really just kind of focusing on, you know, our partners and making sure that, you know, they're happy and being able to really, you know, promote their products.
Sweet.
And what made you like how did you start this? Like, what fired you up? And you're like, you know what? I got to start. Like, were you always just because you're an avid fisherman, outdoorsman, and you had the passion for this and you figured, you know, why not team up with like local people, Canadian people and do this? Was this something that you wanted to do from a young age? Like, what brought you to this business?
Yeah, great question. So I've been an angler my entire life. Love it. You know, that's basically how I want to spend all of my free time. And basically during the pandemic, I noticed that on my socials, there was a lot of new companies popping up, guys that, you know, people just didn't have access to product like they did pre-pandemic when stores were open all the time. And so I noticed that guys were starting to get creative, making their own baits in their garage and in their basements. And a lot of the stuff that was being created was very unique, much better quality that I could find in bait and tackle shops and Canadian Tire and Bass Pro and whatnot. And it seemed like there was a real need to be able to, you know,
absolutely
give them a platform to sell their products on. Yeah. And, you know, I think really throughout, you know, the last few years, being able to support Canadian companies really has kind of come to the forefront, and people really want to be able to support their local communities. And so it really just kind of seemed like an obvious opportunity and choice to be able to, you know, get into a market that I'm truly passionate about, as well as being able to, you know, support my local community.
Wow. Love it.
That's incredible, man.
What do a what story. You love.
I love it, man. Well, I'm really glad that we bumped into you, Matt, because when we first got here, Lou, Matt was the first person that we talked to.
Yeah, he was setting up.
We started shopping.
It's actually pretty funny.
There's a couple of swim baits that I'm going to pick up.
We were shopping, and he's just setting up. Lou's like, smash, come look at this one.
I'm like, hey, are you open?
It's actually pretty funny because when you told me he was going to be a guest today, and then I went to go check the booth out with you, and I seen the logo, I'm like, that keeps popping up on my Instagram.
Yeah,
we're everywhere.
Yeah,
you guys are doing good marketing. Good job.
That's the guy. So, good job. Good for you.
Marketing,
so
far, man.
So good.
Matt, what's the website that people can find you at?
GreatCanadianFishingStore.ca or .com. Either one will take you to us.
Wonderful, buddy.
Well, listen, thanks for taking the time. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Likewise.
And we got to get on the water together, man. Yeah.
Anytime. You just call me up and we'll go.
Awesome.
Right, can't wait.
Sweet.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Dean, take us out.
As the world gets louder and louder, the lessons of our natural world become harder and harder to hear, but they are still available to those who know where to listen. I'm Jerry Ouellette, and I was honored to serve as Ontario's Minister of Natural Resources. However, my journey into the woods didn't come from politics. Rather, it came from my time in the bush and a mushroom. In 2015, I was introduced to the birch-hungry fungus known as chaga, a tree conk, with centuries of medicinal use by indigenous peoples all over the globe. After nearly a decade of harvest, use, testimonials, and research, my skepticism has faded to obsession, and I now spend my life dedicated to improving the lives of others through natural means. But that's not what the show's about. My pursuit of this strange mushroom and my passion for the outdoors has brought me to the places and around the people that are shaped by our natural world. On Outdoor Journal Radio's Under the Canopy podcast, I'm going to take you along with me to see the places and meet the people that will help you find your outdoor passion and help you live a life close to nature and under the canopy. Find Under the Canopy now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Yes. I love that intro music.
Oh, man.
I never get sick of it.
That's my alarm clock.
Which one are you seeing it?
Who's seen it?
Are you crazy? I'm the Rock.
Oh, wow.
I'm the Rock.
I'm the 1-2-3 kid.
Oh,
yeah, you like that, huh?
I'm going to bring out Jake the Snake on you, man.
Here we go. We're going old school wrestling.
Yes. Yo,
yeah,
we are.
Let's do it.
I'm Tito Santana.
Guys, can I be Coco Beware?
Oh,
be
the parrot?
Oh, you got a parrot.
It's got the parrot.
Oh,
the
man.
Listen, I got to tell you something. It's about raw time.
It is, man.
It's about raw time.
I like that. I like that.
Because finally, Tim has come back to the Sportsman Show. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Tim. He is the owner, founder of Raw Fish, and it's a pleasure to have you on our podcast. And listen, his booth is right behind us, folks. Yes. This guy's got the best gear. We've been buying it for years.
Oh, man.
And anyone who's interested in some nice fishing and hunting gear, some cool hats, you don't need to wear it just in the camp. You can wear it out on the streets.
The streets.
It's right here, Raw Fish. We love these guys.
Yes. Thanks for joining us today, brother. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, boys.
So it's been a while since you've been at the show. I know with COVID and stuff, it was tough getting out there. But, you know, we've known you for a long time when you first started. And, you know, let's get back to the roots. When did you start with Raw Fish? What came to you when you like, I got to do something here?
Well, Raw started in 2011.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a journey. It actually started as a content resource. So product reviews.
Yeah.
We were doing, you know, interviews with all the pros in the States. And it really started to catch actually when Instagram kind of became a thing in 2012.
Right.
Oddly enough, we actually saw the migration of the fishing community come to Instagram from Twitter and Facebook. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And right away it shot up and we went from content to quickly people are asking for merch just to support the website and what we're doing. So we started to do a little bit of that. And here we are, however many years later, and you know we're selling across Canada in various retail stores.
Well, Tone, you remember when the first show we saw on that, we saw the hats, and that brought us over. Finally, fishing merch that was cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And you go, like you said, you can wear it anywhere.
Right. I don't want to knock any other companies, but
a lot
of
those old school Rapala hats.
Right. Well, Lou will just knock them right away.
I
guess.
I don't care. I'll call them out.
Yeah.
Did you read our spices yet? Try our jerk seasoning. It's called Lou's a Jerk.
Yeah, for a reason.
For a reason. I'm not a jerk in real life. It's just be honest.
I beg to differ
for sure.
But I will say,
there's the man, Angelo Viola.
There he is.
Can we get a round of
applause for Angelo Viola?
Angelo Viola's here.
Oh yeah.
There he is.
And but listen, man, like I have to say we were one of the originals to buy the Raw Fish.
Yes. You're OGs.
I came to you when I first got here. I'm like, I gotta find my OG hat that I lost in salt water. I was flying on the boat in the Keys.
Yeah.
Popped off the black with the orange.
Yeah.
Doesn't have discontinued,
no,
folks.
No.
Well, that's a cool thing about you. You don't really recycle. You know, if you see a hat you like, you better buy four of them. Because you don't know if it's gonna be there again.
Yeah, that's. I think that's one of the unique things for sure. But on the other side of that, we get a lot of people that are like, "Man, where's my favorite hat? It's my lucky fishing hat.
Yeah.
It's not available anymore."
Yeah,
so yeah, we try and bring out new designs and always trying to keep it fresh for everyone.
So
right?
So what are the things that you're making right now, man? Because when you first started, I feel like we just got hats and then you got into t-shirts and now what do you got?
Yeah, we're doing, man, we've always stayed kind of to our roots, which is like casual, you know, I don't want to call it streetwear, but you know, like hats, tees, hoodies, just stuff you can kind of wear everyday life. We didn't want to be like, you know, fishing performance gear or anything like that. It's just, there's a lot of that on the market. So why not have a brand that just offers stuff that we can comfortably wear in confidence just in our day-to-day lifestyle, right?
I got to ask you, it's a great logo, first of all, and a great name. How'd you come up with Raw Fish?
Next question.
Oh,
did I hit a nerve?
Yeah,
I think he was
my wife came up with the name.
Oh,
can I get a,
behind?
You got to sound something like a woo.
They always say that. What do they say? Behind every man is a good woman. That's what it is.
Got it. Absolutely.
There's a theme here. Okay.
You know, the funny thing is, I actually came up with fish raw. And she's like, that's brutal.
Oh, fish raw.
I'm not sure.
She's like, fish raw. I'm like, oh, man. She's like, raw fish. I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome.
Raw fish does sound a lot better, man.
Oh, it just rolls off the tongue better for sure.
But I will say the logo. It's logo. Also the logo. The logo's killer. Yeah. Like, you recognize the logo now. And like I said, we have a cottage out in Port Perry. And, you know, there's right across the casino, there's a little shop there where you can get gas and stuff. And I remember 7 years ago, we walked in there. And I look and I'm like, I know that logo. What the? That's Tim.
That's Tim.
And I'm like, he got raw fish stuff here. And, it was amazing to see that.
Yeah.
And right away I thought about how amazing it is how much you're expanding. And, you know, it's the logo. You just see it from anywhere and you recognize the name.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I think when we were kind of coming up with the whole brand and the design and everything, if you think about other big national brands, the Nike swoosh, you know, Under Armour, all those brands just have a simple logo,
right?
And it's just on everything.
Yeah.
And then people can relate to it. If it gets too confusing, too complex, you know, what is this? You know, one simple logo, and that's where it came from.
Well, you did your homework, and it paid off, Tim.
Yeah,
it definitely did.
So we got Hooks Up. Martin's just joined us. Dan, if you just joined us, you're kind of jumping in, but we finally got Tim out of the booth. Thank God.
Finally.
Such a busy guy.
Sorry, boys. Trying here.
So, Tim, where can we find your stuff now? Where can people, you know, if we're not at the show, where can they find your stuff, your gear?
We're in various retail locations across Canada, actually. In Ontario would be, independent fishing stores, Fishing World, Gagnon's. There's also marinas around, you know, various lakes we're in. And even, you know, Minisi Convenience out in Port Perry.
Yeah,
you know, we have a great relationship with the Indigenous community. And they are great friends of ours, actually. They move a lot of merch. They love the brand. Great support. So, you know, a lot of the independents is where we focus, and that's kind of where we continue. Outside of Ontario, we're in sports stores, sporting goods stores out in BC. Actually, we have one store in BC that on the Columbia River that just absolutely crushes hats.
No way.
Like the amount of hats this guy sells compared to every other brand, it blows me away. So PEI, there's a bunch of stores out in PEI, but yeah, we're in most provinces now and just rocking and rolling, boys. So
I was gonna say it before when we first found out about raw fish, how long ago now? 10 years ago maybe?
Long time.
We can only go to the show to get a hat, to get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So it's so easy now. A lot of little stores have them now. You can go online. It's great. So
I think it was a few gray hairs ago, my friend.
Or any hairs.
Oh, no, he's going full
on. Or any hairs.
That's good.
Now, Tim, you're not just a merch guy anymore.
No.
You're getting in the tournament fishing. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Raw Fish G-Bay Team Series, which is sponsored by Leadbetter Foods.
Okay.
The way this came about was, actually, to be honest, it was my bachelor party like 10 years ago. We just get some boys at the cottage, did the fishing weekend thing. And each year it progressed, got a little bit more competitive. We'd have, you know, 8-10 boats there. We'd have a guys weekend kind of thing. And then COVID hit, you know, screwed it up just like everything else in the world. So there was a year pause. But the guys were like, why don't we come out with some sort of open where anyone can sign up and register? So we started the Raw Fish Open in 2020.
Yep.
We ran that for a few years. And as that kind of progressed, guys were asking for a series. So we went, all right, well, let's see what we can put together. And you know what, guys? Like, in this economy right now, putting something together like a series is great for a brand and companies just to come in, because we're putting together the series, but I'm calling it a little bit of a traveling circus, to be honest, because we have Leadbetter Foods is going to be there feeding all the anglers, the marina staff, but we're really focusing on kind of a community effort to give back to the communities where we stop and where we're having these tournaments out of. So not only are we going to be there with a tournament, we have Leadbetter's there feeding the anglers, feeding the community. And we also have a new partner on in CNIB, who is the Canadian National Institute of the Blind.
Wow,
so throughout the series, we'll be fundraising for them. Check presentation at the end of the year for those guys. So, we have this series that's starting on Georgian Bay. And, you know, it's a year one thing, but Ledbetter's is in for the next 3 years.
Okay.
And these guys mean business.
Sweet.
And, you know, so we're progressing from there, and it's filling up quick.
Going back to Ledbetter Foods, what do they offer? What do they supply?
Ledbetter's is in Orillia. I mean, they've been around since, I mean, I want to say 1920, 30, family wow. owned business.
Just before us then, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just a few years before us. Yeah, but they have, you know, they just brought in a new line of burgers, the Muskoka burger, the Kawartha burger. They have sausages.
They have a cowboy burger too, don't they?
They have a cowboy steak that everyone's familiar with. Yeah. This weekend at the show and CanCast in April, they've given us some of their new pepperettes that we're handing out to raw fish customers at the show.
Great boat snack.
100%, man. I mean, these guys do killer bacon, but I'm like, boys, I can't give bacon out at the tournament. So can we do some pepperettes? They're like, done. So we got these wicked pepperettes, dill pickle. We'll bring some over for you boys. Should have done that. But they got a full line of stuff, and they mean business with this series. They're serious. Yeah.
So how many people, how many boats are in the tournaments?
So we're capping it at 50 teams.
Okay.
Right now we're up around 35 or so. The good thing about this is it's moving ahead regardless
right.
of where we end up. So in all honesty, it might come down from 50. Like we might just keep it a small knit group of like 35 or 40 teams just cool. to make it more manageable, and we'll rock and roll from there.
Where
so.
Do you Amazing. Fish out of Georgian Bay?
Well, for our series, we have Penetang on July 6th. We have Point of Barrel July 20th and August 17th. And then the classic is a 2-day classic out of Honey Harbor, which is September 14th and 15th. And I am so glad I remembered those dates. So they're looking at my paper.
That's amazing.
That is really
Can
good.
Can you give us specific coordinates on exactly where you
were? Dan, no, you didn't. No? Daniel,
I cannot tell you about that. Actually,
Now that I've got my place in Hogs Bay,
yeah.
I've seen his boat out there a couple times.
Yeah.
And I'm just slowly tracking, eh? I'm just slowly looking. Where, oh, there's Tim.
Hey, you can put one of those trackers on his boat.
Well, boys, if you watch Chasing the Six series on YouTube, you know I ain't catching any sixes. So I don't know if you want to follow me.
That's what I was going to ask you. On your tournaments, are guys bringing in a mixed bags of largies and smallies, or is it primarily smallies?
So it's going to, I would say for the first and the fourth event will probably be primarily smallies.
Okay.
The two Point of Barrel events, there's some big largies up in Point of Barrel.
Wow.
Big. And the cool thing about this is that Point of Barrel, it doesn't get the pressure like the Inner Bay, Honey Harbor, Port Severn does.
Right.
There is new water up there, so it's literally going to be a free-for-all for anyone who wants to sign up. Good opportunity for anyone who wants to get into it.
Yeah, that's the beauty, eh, Lou, with Georgian Bay? You can get a mix.
Let's go, you and I, man.
But you get a mix all the time. It's not straightly smallies. You're always putting pictures up, and it's a great mixed bag.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. What a place to have the tournament, Tim.
Yeah.
So, it's funny how Lou says, Siege, let's go.
Oh, well,
we got a problem here, buddy.
Oh, boy.
What's the problem? Because Hookset and myself just entered the tournament.
Is that what we're doing?
Because you just called. You just
buddy, let's dance.
It's funny. You know what I mean?
Dance.
He looks right over to his left. He's like, Siege, let's do this.
Okay.
You look across the table, bud.
It's not a muskie tournament, man.
Oh, here we go.
Hey?
Well, listen. No.
It's not a muskie tournament, man.
Go get your slip float and your ultralight for perch.
Oh, here we go.
I'll meet you at the lake, buddy.
Just don't forget who's wearing the belt this year, bud.
Hey, Tone, it's not a crappy tournament, man. It's not for crappy. You know, we're not going. We're going to be... We're going to do this?
I think we should.
Well, hold on. Do you have to fish all three to get to the classic?
Boys, it's like the Bassmaster.
It's a series,
class.
Man. It's a series.
Yeah, it's a series.
Is there a blue trophy at the end? Raw fish blue trophy? Like the... You know?
I mean, there's 10K at the end.
Okay.
So, okay, you can buy yourself a trophy.
There we go.
You can bring back my black and orange hat. I'm in. You can just produce one hat.
Hold on a sec. Sorry, you want one hat and you're in?
I'm in.
Okay, done.
Done. What?
And Dan's coming in for free.
Okay. Okay, this is on the record right now, by the way. Dean's going to make sure this is in.
I say we get in on the tournament for one day. Let's go.
Well, you can't do one day.
It's a series, bro. You got to fish the whole
thing. Who cares, man?
What, you cares. Think,
what are you, Donald Trump?
Who cares?
Do you think Manny's going to put us right into the classic? Are we going to exempt it? Okay.
Okay. The golden buzzer or whatever they call it.
Yes. Right to the classic.
Right to the classic.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We'd like to be a part of it somehow, maybe not this year or in the following years for sure.
Yeah,
we could do something,
we'll
right?
We'll talk.
But listen, man, if you need to get your gear, the best gear at the shop and the show is right across from us. Rawfish.com is where you can find them. You'll find them in some of the local stores. Tim, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy, and we've been talking to you since you got here. There was a perfect time for you to come and join us, but we're hoping to fish with you, and we're always going to support you, man. It's always a pleasure to see you at these shows. You got to come more often, brother.
Thanks, boys. Thank you. I appreciate
great
it.
Great having you.
Love the support, guys. Thank you. Shine.
We've got the stars lined up.